This Sunday on WRTI, the Philadelphia Orchestra in Concert features one of music's most iconic works. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, Beethoven's Final Symphony, completed almost two centuries ago, is still today one of the most well-regarded and often performed works in the repertoire.
Beethoven's Choral Symphony changed everything and raised the bar for all of the composer's contemporaries and for those who would follow. It also expanded the parameters of how music spoke to people's emotions, says Shen Yang, bass baritone in this latest Philadelphia Orchestra performance of the work.
Nobody has created this way to compose even opera, songs, oratorio, never. So I would say this is a drama. It's a music drama. And that's the miracle of this piece.
Throughout his life, Beethoven's music reflected his engagement with social and political issues. The text for the fourth movement of his Symphony No. 9 was based on a then 50-year-old work by the poet Friedrich Schiller, which the composer modified and added to. German tenor Christian Elsner says the original poem could have been an ode to freedom or joy, but in this performance conducted by the orchestra's music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin, both interpretations are valid.
Normally it's a big difference between freedom and joy, and Yannick compares both really close together, and because of that it's very easy to have the joy for us to sing it, and perhaps bring a little freedom, I don't know.
The Philadelphia Orchestra in Concert featuring Beethoven's Choral Symphony is this Sunday afternoon at 1 on WRTI.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.